Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
You're listening to The Happy Hour with Nick Sainert.
A gorilla bear versus polar bear? A what bear versus a what bear?
Then Enrique Alvarez Clary.
A gorilla bear versus a polar bear? Polar bear.
One more time.
Gorilla. Gorilla versus a polar bear?
Sponsored by Empire Fence and Netting. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into the Happy Hour, 93.7, The Ticket, theticketfm.com. I think, gosh, guys, there's just so many layers to this.
Like an onion.
Nick, Rico, Austin with you. There's so many layers. There's so many angles, different ways you can look at this, peel it apart. And none of them make Jim Schlossnagel look like a good person.
I'm not going to push back on that. I'm just going to throw this out here. I'm willing to grant him that he went to A&M with plans to retire.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. At the time, I'm sure he accepted saying, yep, I'm good. But then your best friend starts talking to you about the job that he's at too. So I'm willing to give him that he actually did want to be in A&M longer than he was.
You ever been at a job that you really thought was the one and your best friend's like, hey, what about over here? Kind of the same job, pretty much the same job, but I have better health insurance than you.
Yeah. What about benefits? Guys, Austin, you previewed it before the break. 40,000 foot view. There's more than just Texas to blame here. There's other folks to blame. Ohio State, even.
I think Nebraska fans need to go back to Ohio State, right? If you're going to be mad at Trev Albers for leaving, say, ha ha, good for you. We know the depth of Nebraska fan vitriol for Texas, right? We get it. And so Nebraska seeing Texas, you know, run the college baseball world for the last, you know, 24, 48 hours probably doesn't feel good. But how much of this happens if Ted Carter doesn't leave to be president with Gene Smith stepping down, retiring, Ted Carter going to a military school to get their AD, come up to Ohio State, precipitating Trev Alberts leaving Nebraska to go to A&M?
Yeah.
Ohio State and Texas, you're to blame.
Troy Dannon would never be at Nebraska.
Nope.
So it's all Gene Smith's fault, huh?
Trev Alberts would still be at Nebraska. Yep. People would still have this incredible view of Trev Alberts.
Mm-hmm. People would still love him.
People forget that.
We would have scraped the bottom of the barrel for content a couple months ago.
People forget that.
Oh.
That when Trev Alberts was still here, he could do no wrong. Mm-hmm. And he was the best thing to ever happen to Nebraska.
I love every
stability is here.
Every
stability.
Word he used. Every word he used, everybody was like, yes, that's the one. Every sentence.
Gosh, he just has it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
He just has it.
He gets it.
He just understands Nebraska so well.
Look at how well these sports are doing because Trev Alberts is
Dandy. But now look how well they're doing.
Everything sucks.
Also, we just don't hear from Troy Dannon. I don't know if you guys have noticed that. We just don't hear from him.
Is that better or worse when you don't hear from your AD?
Austin, we were in Stillwater. Nobody would have ever known that he was there.
The weirdest thing was him sitting in the press box behind
just
us.
Just nobody knows.
Looking over our shoulders.
He probably stared at my computer.
Probably. To answer your question, Rico, I think there's a fine line, right? Because you can over-communicate because the more that you put yourself out in front of a microphone, the more likely you are to say something stupid. Exactly. Guess what? I'm a walking representation of that fact. Far too often, I open my mouth and say something that I would like to take back. Right? It happens to everyone.
Yep.
Except maybe you two.
It happened to Jim Schlossnagel.
It sure did. Right? So the more you're in front of a mic, the more likely you are to say something stupid that you'll regret. There's a very fine line between communicating and over-communicating.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? And AD has become a position that is much more public facing now than it was 20 years ago, let alone 30 or 40 years ago.
Who was the AD that fired Bo?
Sean Eichhorst.
Eichhorst fired Bo.
Never heard from Eichhorst.
Right. And he probably under communicated, right? There's a fine line you have to walk. being a communicator isn't about always talking. It's about finding your message and when that message needs to be delivered.
And you also don't have to do it through talking. You can do it through showing up.
Actions.
Just being there. And that was one thing that I will say Trev appeased the fan base at the start was because it was you went from an under community or excuse me, you went from Bill Moose and then you went to Trev Alberts, who was at women's basketball, men's basketball, softball, baseball, track and field.
Mm-hmm.
He was there, which made everybody feel like, hey, this is great.
And he wasn't like in the box. He was down there with everyone.
Yeah, you felt like you felt like if you really wanted to, you go up to him and say, hey, I'm so-and-so. Nice to meet you.
Can I buy you a beer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
But anyway, so let's talk about the stages of grief for a fan base real quick. Because this is just a little bit of a personal vendetta I have.
I love the stages of grief.
The stages of grief for a fan base. So we know Jim Schlossnagel left TCU after doing so well there. I mean, honestly, he finished first in the Mountain West Conference every single year from 06 to 2012.
He was baseball's Gary Patterson.
Yes, yes, yes. There was only one season in the Mountain West Conference in 2006, his first year, where he didn't have over 40 wins. He had 39.
Darn.
He made the postseason every single year. He made the College World Series 4 years in a row from 2014 to 2017 with TCU while they were in the Big 12.
TCU beat Texas in a super regional to make it to that final one at Rosenblatt.
That is correct. Yes. Back when they were in the Mountain West. And then quickly in three seasons, he has two trips to the College World Series with Texas A&M. The other was just an NCAA regional berth. And now you have the fan base come out and say, we're going to be better off without Schlossnagel. We're going to have, because the first stage was we're pissed.
Anger.
How dare Jim Schlossnagel leave us for Big Brother Texas? How dare him? How dare Chris Del Conte? How dare Jim saying on the post-game press conference that this is it? Then it's stage two. Oh, we're better off than without him.
We didn't need him.
We can open up the checkbook now. It's a fresh start. We'll be able to get boosters to be able to open up the checkbooks, whoever they want. It's time. We're better off without him. Guess what? The guy had 135 wins in three seasons with you. That is hard to find. Two College World Series appearances in three seasons.
In that
stage of grief. That is hard to find. You are not going to be better off without him right now. Not a chance.
In that stage of grief, does that include the he didn't do anything, it was all the players?
Yeah. Great job by the players to stay together throughout this College World Series run. While Jim's mind was currently, I mean, obviously on something else.
And it's the we can get anybody as long as we have the right players.
Yes.
Okay. The Kubler-Ross five stages of grief. Texas A&M did not get denial. Nope. They were playing for the College World Series.
Yes.
When they heard Texas's job come open, and maybe some of them thought, hey, we have a good coach. But I bet so few of them had the thought under in the back of their minds that it's their coach. So they skip the denial phase.
Awesome. So while you're on that, you go back on Twitter, and I wish we could go back to Monday during the day after Texas had announced, hey, we're officially parting ways with David Pierce. There was folks in the mentions saying, no way it's Schloss. No way. We better watch Vitello. Mm-hmm. Vitello's the guy.
I feel like Tennessee went through the denial
phase.
And then they're like, oh.
But Texas A&M was like, no way it's Schloss. The guy is as gig'em as they come. Not a chance.
Which is a weird thing to say.
And here they are.
So no denial for A&M. The anger we are very clearly experiencing right now.
Yep. Still in that one.
Gosh, what a beep.
What a bad word.
Yeah, a lot of bad
words. The bargaining is it was the players. No, it was never Jim. It's all about the players.
Need him.
The depression will come when there's an underwhelming hire.
Yes.
This is the best we can do. This is our place in college baseball. And finally, acceptance will be, this is just who he is now. This is who we are now.
This is who we are.
It's like, why would we hire this guy? So that's 2 days later. I mean, it's all right.
We're good. We made it. We're back.
They get one recruit. I did see. We talked back about the, hey, open up the checkbook for whoever. Somebody wanted them to hire Max Wiener, who's the pitching coach, 29 years old. Used to be in the Seattle Mariners organization as kind of a pitching guy. But now is with Texas A&M. They were like, hey, let's hire Max Wiener. Well, then it was announced about 15 minutes after that, that, hey, Max Wiener is going to be Texas's pitching coach. And they just replied, went, never mind.
never mind.
No, it's not going to be
now
him.
Now Max Wiener's
well, that
wear
entire staff is going yes, from yeah. College
that's,
Station to
that's
Austin.
That's the thing is you have an entire staff that just was like, yeah, you know what? We're gonna keep latched on to Jim Schlossnagel because we're going to get a raise.
I'm just saying, guys, the last time that I remember a coach leaving somewhere after a semi-successful season and taking their entire staff, didn't work out too well.
Listen, nonetheless, you have just such a wild, wild situation going on. And frankly, disrespectful. Like Texas was so disrespectful to Texas A&M.
What
they were.
Slap in the face.
We're going to walk through the timeline. We're going to walk through the timeline when we come back. You're listening to the Happy Hour 93.7 The Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.